Daily Dilemma.
For the final time this week, as I have mentioned, we have been so busy on the email. Our email address is talk@beat102103.com if you want to get something in for next week. Hey Beat, please don't read out my name. I'm in a situation with my girlfriend and I need advice. We've been going out for just less than a year. We're both renting separately, but recently she's been saying how much she hates her place and how she's not mad about her housemates. And she's been saying, wouldn't it be great if we had our own place? I think it's way too early to move in together. I'm happy enough where I am. I live with three other decent lads. The rent is cheap and I think it could be a disaster. The thing is, she's also been kind of looking around for a new job as well. And the other night we had a bit of a row and she said if I wasn't up for living together that she'd just move home and find a job in her own county. And I think she's serious. Now, I don't know where the relationship is going at all. I feel like it's either move in or that's it. I really like her, so should I give in or stay put?
Oh, I think your wording is kind of telling a lot. Should I give in? If you're in a relationship and you're happy and you want to move on to the next step, it shouldn't seem like so much of a chore taking the next step. A year is a long time, lads. I feel like if you're with somebody for a year and you don't even know if you want to really commit, I'm not saying moving in is the commitment level there at the top, but I do think if a year in a relationship, you should know by then if you want to settle down with the person or not. I think that's what she's getting at more so than the let's move in and let's start, you know, a family, let's say. She just wants to know, are you committed to this relationship?
She just wants him to have no personal space anymore.
That's not true.
And she's laying it down in the form of an ultimatum, and you should never give in to ultimatums.
No, I agree with that. The ultimatum part of this is a little bit, you know, sneaky, but I think it's just her way of saying, where are we going in this relationship? It's been a year now. Are you willing to settle down, or are you going to continue being a bachelor living with your friends on your own?
He's having the right time living with the lads,
exactly.
Watching the football, PlayStation at night. The dream.
Oh.
Vinny.
A year is nothing to a lot of people, Trish. You know.
But a year is something to a lot of people as well. Like a year is 12 months of your life you've dedicated to this person.
I wouldn't dream of moving in with somebody after a year.
It depends on where you are in the relationship. Yeah. Like if I'm at my age now, after a year, I'd want to know that he's, you know, somewhat ready to settle down and ready to commit.
There is another aspect of this, though, I find. She doesn't sound happy at all in either her work life or her home life.
Yeah.
She hates who she lives with. She hates her house.
Yeah.
She wants to change a new job. She, like, everything about her life at the moment is kind of down in the dumps.
Where are you getting that? Down in the dumps? The girl just asked him if he wants to move in.
No, she said that. She doesn't. She's looking for a new job. She's looking for a new house. She's not happy in either situation.
She's not happy anywhere at the moment. She's thinking of moving home. So, like, this could... her kind of happiness needs to look being looked after first. She needs to make a decision for herself. Do you want a new job? Do you want a new house? What do you want to do?
Like, she wants all of those things, but she wants to know, is he coming with her? Is this a situation of, are we doing this as a couple? Am I getting that new job, getting that new house as a couple? Or am I doing it on my own as a single woman again?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's what she wants to figure out, not necessarily you do what I say and it's an ultimatum. She just wants to know where her life is going. Is it with this guy or not?
Okay, well, let's get some thoughts on this. How would you feel if that was the situation posed to you? That's kind of like, well, if you don't want to live with me, I'll just move home to my own county and find a job there. Is that an ultimatum to you?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Or would you be like, Grant, what time's your bus? I'll drop you down there. Yeah. Get the bags packed.
Happy
off to Donny Goal with you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
085 102 9103. Love to hear your thoughts. Mixed reaction coming in so far. A little bit of a battle of the genders on this one and how people perceive it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on 085 102 9103. A quick birthday request to Kaylee, who's 12 today. Happy birthday, Kaylee. Love from Mam and Chris and Cara and Shauna and Brooke. And I tell you what, as it is Valentine's Day, we got another mushy love song on the way next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Watch the latest series of Modern Family and True Detective.
Beat 102 and 103 wishing a big happy 17th birthday to our beautiful daughter Chantelle Kelly in Bagnallstown. Happy birthday, Chantelle, from Mam and Dad and Patrick and Laura and Robert.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Right, straight into it. Kira, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Now, what do you make of this dilemma?
I think you should move in with her. At the end of the day, it is a true thing. If you want to go know someone, go live with them.
You've
got a few colours in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it could be, you know, if you move in with someone at the wrong time, then you could doom the relationship by putting, you know, undue pressure on it.
Mm. I think
no, not really, because, like, at the moment they're only seeing each other now and again, and it's all like, I missed you and I want to be with you. Go be with her and see what way it's going to be like if you go live with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's not all lovey-dovey when you go live with them. You know what I mean?
I'd say that's his worry.
You're going to have to face the real world.
That's his worry. He wants to stay and play PlayStation with the lads.
No, he has to grow up, to be honest. Like, he's coming, do you know what I mean? He has to grow up. He has to take responsibility if he wants to be with this girl.
And what do you think about the year thing, Kira? Is a year too soon to ask someone to move in, or is that, you know, a good length of time?
Well, if he wants to be with the girl, like he says he does, and if he does have feelings for her, strong feelings, then what? The problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well said, Kira. Yeah. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Have a great day. Let me fly through some of the messages coming in. Ah, Trish, what planet are you on this morning? Oh. A year is not a long time. You're still getting to know each other. He's clearly not ready and shouldn't be pushed into it.
He's, to me, and I'm just going to put it out there, he sounds like he's not that into her. She's she's on a different wavelength than he is. He's reading from a different book than she is. She wants us to settle down and have a proper relationship. She wants to move in, and he's still hanging out with the boys. He's not ready. I'm not saying he doesn't like her.
If she got on with her housemates and she liked where she lived, she mightn't be in as much of a rush to move in with him. I think that's part of the situation.
No, it sounds to me like she wants to move to the next step, guys. New job, new, you know.
There's a couple of thoughts on this. Somebody made the point. And actually, it's a fair point that when you're emailing us, it's a good idea to let us know your age.
Yeah.
Because the advice you'd give to a 21-year-old in this situation is very different to what you'd give a 31-year-old situation. Maria also made that point, and she was making the point that maybe the two of them just need to have a holiday. Clear the heads, go to the sun, and then see how they're feeling when they get back. Couple of other ones. Ray was on. No, Trish, she's not asking, is he coming with her? She's telling him what she wants. New job, new house. And I think she knows he's happy where he is. She's already basically left. It's in her head. He may as well accept that she's off. This is not really his dilemma, as he can't give any answers. I think he's already lost her, and I think most of us know this, says Ray.
Really?
If he's not going to move and he doesn't want to move, then it could be curtains. Yeah,
but just have a conversation with her as well.
I think it's unfair of her to make him make that decision for her. If she wants to get a new job, etc., make the decision herself. Why should he disrupt his happy life because she's unhappy? Move home. They should move in together when they both feel it's right. Not by ultimatum, says Shari in Kilkenny. Lots of positive stories on moving in. I moved in with my boyfriend after only 2 months. We're nearly 5 years together. Very happy. If it's meant to be, it shouldn't matter. Somebody else moved in after 2 weeks, Daniel said, getting together. And we're now together 2 years, engaged, and have a baby on the way.
When you know, you know.
And I love this when it says, talk about emotional blackmail. Spoiler alert, if they move in under these conditions, she'll never let up with the, well, I could have moved home, but I stayed here for you rubbish. Tell her there's a sale on at the moment on busaaron.ie.
Oh, harsh.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby.
Niall, Vinny and Trish.
Are you ready? This is
Beat. And we're back in the room.
Are we back?
Yes,
we're back.
Hello.
I was on holiday there.
I had a bath.
Did you?
Yeah. It is Beat Breakfast with Niall, Vinny and Trish. It's Valentine's Day and I hope you're feeling loved and special today. Now, I want to read just the last of the comments on the dilemma because we're still overwhelmed on this. Let me fly through a few of them. Morning, guys. I think they should take it slow. I moved in with my now husband of 8 years, 3 kids later when we were only a few months together. But if we were both doing it again, we would have travelled and just enjoyed each other. Happy Valentine's Day. I bought a house at 6 months with my boyfriend. When you know, you know.
Exactly. When you know, you know.
And Janine and Tip, me and my partner moved in with each other after 3 months. We're now 14 years later and 3 kids still going strong. Marshall in Waterford says, I moved in with my girlfriend after a year. 3 years later, couldn't be happier. But if she'd given me an ultimatum, I would have been single straight away. If there's anything Jason Byrne has taught us, it's that ultimatums aren't good. Okay. Lads, it's been a year and he says he really likes her. Alarm bells for her. If he doesn't love her after a year, he isn't in it for the long haul. He needs to let her live a better life without him. She's not issuing an ultimatum. She's telling him what she's not willing to accept going forward.
What?
And clearly she's in a place where she was willing to make work location choice based on him. So obviously she'll walk away if he doesn't want the same thing as her. Why is that unreasonable? Men are just very selfish when it comes to future prospects.
I think that's fair.
I was kind of with you up until halfway through. And then I couldn't disagree more.
No, Vinny, she's right.
By definition, she has issued an ultimatum. Move in with me or I'm off.
Because she knows what she wants. She wants to settle down. She wants to move in. She wants to change jobs. If you're not willing to come along, buddy, goodbye. You tell me what you want.
Okay.
But if she was happy in all of that, it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, last couple of comments, lads. I perceive moving in together just like marriage. Do it because you want to. The time frame they're together doesn't matter. You can know when the person is the one after a month or so, but it's different for everyone. But if you have to blackmail or give an ultimatum to get your boyfriend or girlfriend to take the next step in a relationship, well, then it's a red flag. They aren't ready. And finally, Paddy was on. This appears to be nothing more than an accommodation issue for this girl. She simply doesn't want the hassle of finding new housemates, and she really just needs him to be half her deposit and monthly rent. The fact that they're a couple is a by the way.
Yeah.
In truth, this girl is nonplussed about their relationship. She's settling for cohabitation if it solves a problem for her. Disingenuous and highly insulting. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, honey.
Wow, we've heard
all the perspectives this morning on this, I have to say.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.